This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Streaming live and on the air live for a number of hours every day. You can catch the DJV program at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Help yourself, djvshow.com. And in the DJV program are folks like me. I'm Doug Steffen. Folks like Jennifer Horn. Actually, not like Jennifer Horn. She is Jennifer Horn. There are a couple of them around, but she's the one who's most important. Annie, I remember when you used to get confused. It's a woman who does a radio program in Nashville, New Hampshire, whose name also is Jennifer Horn. And you used to, didn't you get some...
I still do. Hey, some people are like, really? How can I listen to you on the radio and then I hear you're part of the Lincoln Project? I'm like, yeah, different. I'm the Jennifer Horn with the good hair.
Yes, that's it. And the bright face and the beautiful smile. Victoria Keenan also, beautiful face, nice smile, happy and go lucky she is. Jay Kirshner is here. She's happy and go lucky. She has a young son named Mac, who every once in a while wants to be heard. And I think that's an important thing. You should bring him. I don't think you should put him away back in the back room. Bring him right out and let's hear what he has to say. Certainly, there are probably more intelligent
Mac
things.
In the he's probably more
intelligent than most of the people who listen to some of these other programs. Did I just say that? No. All right. So the things that really matter. Here's a guy that lives in Seattle. This is great. I love these stories. Trying to join ISIS. He wanted to be an executioner.
Did they get business cards or like how did that?
He's only 20 years old. Elvin Hunter Williams. Taken into custody at the departure gate of the Seattle airport as he attempted to board a flight which was going to eventually take him to Cairo. He agreed to speak with agents of the FBI after he was arrested, stated he intended to become an executioner, or if not an executioner, at least a machine gunner for ISIS. Who thinks this way?
Who
shocked. Who in their right mind? Look at a picture of this guy.
You're
talking about angry
right
white
mind,
guys.
But, right, but you would be shocked at how much stuff... How much propaganda for ISIS and domestic terrorism, international terrorism, you'd be shocked at how many are just right there on YouTube. They've got YouTube videos.
ISIS has a magazine called Inspire, and they send it out. And you think Inspire sounds like a great magazine. And they send it out, and they tell you how to make crockpot bombs, pressure cooker bombs.
This information is very easy to use
your car as a weapon, how to find every
that Hamas is doing. Isn't that the same kind of stuff? Isn't that the MO for a lot of the stuff that's going on? I guess it's now
well,
it's
they
stopped,
just use innocent citizens as human shields
which is an ISIS tactic, by the way. I mean, it is right. They do share tactics for sure.
The Middle East is abuzz with a conversation about the end, at least at the moment, of Benjamin Netanyahu's long reign as leader of Israel. I always love looking at pictures of the Knesset because I've been in there. It's the most plain building that you can ever imagine. It is four walls and a few windows. I mean, the where they have their meetings is, you know, the gallery is fairly plush. But the offices and the building itself is never, impressed me. And we think about in terms of what the Kremlin looks like, for example, or what Windsor in that area, Buckingham and that whole area looks like in England. Our capital is very ornate. There's nothing about this whole thing other than the security they have around it. It's like everything else in Israel. It's so small. It really is. It's like a little office building. It's very deceptive. Huh? What's that, Jen?
I said just a place, right? Just a building.
Yeah,
I had on my friend Joel Pollack, who he writes for Breitbart, but he knows a lot about Israeli politics.
Yeah.
And so I had him on my local show the other day, and I It's like, okay, because I think it's always smart. When you don't know something, don't pretend. You know, ask if you don't know question. Something. Yeah, and I think
we
it's
never
the
do
smartest,
that here.
You know, the smartest people are the ones who just know what they don't know. And
don't
so
know,
I tried to ask the question because I've admit, remember we asked Uri Geller, I don't understand how Israeli elections work. It seems like they are constantly voting. They're trying to get these. Yeah, and so I asked him, I said, okay, 30 seconds, tell me about the process. And I was, of course, joking that
you're never
going to
get 30
seconds.
Yeah, right.
Right. But he was explaining about this process. And when, at the time that I spoke to him, he said it was still possible, and it is still possible, because I think the vote is not until next week, that Bibi Netanyahu survives again. And I said, he's like a cat, right? Nine lives. He's like, well, so far he's used five of them. So
he'll survive.
Think he's got,
he'll be around.
He's got nine.
He's not going
He's like,
anywhere.
There is still a chance that he survives. But it, he said, there. He goes, there is an interesting side to getting someone new in there. He said that because so much criticism in our media goes against Bibi Netanyahu, because I think they link him to, like, the Trump way of thinking or
Republicans, of course they do.
In this country.
Right. So
that,
it's transparent.
That somehow the new leader is not going to want sovereignty. Israeli, you know, they're not going to want the same type of things that Bibi Netanyahu wants. He said that's simply not going to happen. And this time it will be someone who is an Arab. This is going to be a new group that's going to be joining their, like, mix of party politics, because they have a bunch of small parties instead of, like, two big ones
Tons
like we have. And so this new party that's going into power is actually filled with Arabs. And so are you going to be able to criticize the Israelis, or will, you know, super progressive politicians be able to criticize the Israelis as an apartheid state when now the Arab Islamist party could be the one that's going to be in control if they do dump Bibi Netanyahu out? It's going to be an Arab Islamist party that is going to come
into
the Israeli
government.
And that'll
last about 5 minutes, and then there'll be a new government after that. That's
well, it'll
way.
Be interesting
it
to
is.
See what that means. I mean, that shakes things up with a lot of the messaging that's out there that is negative about Israel if this is a new group that joins.
Can we get along? We make it all work? Yeah, right, exactly. I
so
saw somebody write.
From a historic perspective, it'll be really interesting to see what happens.
It was sort of akin to Mitch McConnell dumping Trump and working with AOC and that bunch. That's sort of, if you want
to
have
kind
an American
similar to,
analogy.
That's very true. Yeah.
So anyway, let's see how that all shakes out. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, I think it's we ought to have a couple of, I'm trying to not be as focused on the vaccines and the COVID and that sort of thing. You know, the conversation is now about Fauci. But then there are those who are going back to work, who are confused. Many of the people who work in the big retail companies, at grocery stores, in the warehouses that, you know, we have Amazon and all those, the post office, they don't know what to believe now because A, the rules have changed, and B, there seems to be confusion in some of the messaging that came from Fauci. So, you know, I looked at a story of a Kroger supermarket. Mask wearing was, this is in Virginia, so mask wearing was casual at best. And so, you know, through all the past year, everybody's covered up their noses and their mouths and that sort of thing. But the lady who manages this store says people don't like to wear masks. Very few people have gone without it, but they didn't like it. So now we don't know what to do because Fauci says one thing in his emails and the Center for Disease Control says something else and the doctors say something. I mean, it's just very confusing. And so I don't know that people know what to do. I'm not wearing a mask anymore unless I feel uncomfortable around a group of people, but I have stopped wearing the mask that I wore or masks. I got off of those that have filtered pieces that you seem to swallow and tried a different kind. It was a little more rugged. But I can understand, can't you understand people's confusion when it comes to this?
Confusion and frustration. I think it's a combination and people are tired. But
right.
I think if you're vaccinated, you shouldn't have to wear the mask. You know, I mean, if you're vaccinated, you're
well, people could
safe.
Say they're vaccinated and they aren't.
Yeah.
And
well,
so how do you know?
But
then you know
the matter
you
if you're vaccinated.
Right.
Yeah. If you're vaccinated, you're vaccinated.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, the breakthrough cases are, you know, I was just talking to a girlfriend of mine on Monday, and two people in her office were both fully vaccinated, went to Each had a family event somewhere that they went to, and then and both came down with COVID, even though they're fully vaccinated. They didn't require well, that can happen.
Not as serious. Yeah.
If they didn't require hospitalization, but they felt pretty lousy.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Somebody tell me that they got it between the first shot and the second shot.
Right. Right.
That's difficult, and in fact,
I mean, these are two people in her office. I suspect, I asked her this, and she said she didn't know she was going to find out. They're both from Long Island. I suspect that they got the J&J. So, when we heard about the Yankees, remember the couple weeks ago, 8 players in the Yankees couldn't play because they tested positive and they'd all been vaccinated. They all had J&J. It just appears, anecdotally, it seems to be more breakthrough cases are happening with that vaccine rather than Pfizer or Moderna.
One of the hesitancies about traveling is that we have gotten ourselves in a pretty good shape, even though Biden has said we need to pick up the vaccination rate, especially with children, and okay, that's fine. But there are places like Sri Lanka that have no... They're going bananas with this. There's some of the worst outbreaks are in some of these third world countries. Go ahead, Jen.
I don't know if I'm real comfortable over the push towards getting kids vaccinated either. I mean, why... Why? They don't typically get...
I'm with you on this. I don't get it either. I don't see...
I mean, because Pfizer's the ones who are spreading it the most, though.
Yeah, but if you, like we just said, if adults, especially high-risk adults, have these vaccines, I don't know. I mean, the kids are not getting sick, so I don't know.
Are they making others sick, though? That becomes the question.
So many questions.
What's the guidance there? And there are a lot of questions. Anyway, so Biden announced yesterday a number of new private sector initiatives to encourage us to get vaccinated, those of us who are not. I think everybody here... Well, Jennifer, you haven't gotten vaccinated yet, right?
Mm-mm.
Jen doesn't need to, though.
She doesn't
need to. See, that's the other part of this. There are a lot of people who say, well, I think I had COVID, so I'm not going to get a vaccine. It's like,
we don't know.
We know Jen had it, you know?
You can do...
Here's how I know I had it. I couldn't smell it. I put my nose in a bottle of bleach, and I couldn't smell it. But so there are some people who are, claim that they had it and they really didn't know and they really don't, maybe they didn't have it. And they're kind of like the X factor, people wandering around and saying, I don't need the vaccine because I already had COVID. I know people like that in my personal life. I'm like, and all of us are like, you didn't have COVID. Like, you didn't have it. But, that's their excuse for not getting a vaccine.
The lack of guidance for people who have had it, I think, is appalling. It's the same kind of feeling that I get when I had COVID. And it was like, okay, well, good luck to you. Call us if you can't breathe. Okay.
Okay.
You know.
18 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic, our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. And now, during the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, all Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale, with savings up to $500 on adjustable sets. Get your best sleep, all night, every night. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
PQ presents... Picture this. Picture the Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard. You see two iconic treats blending together in a mesmerizing swirl of pieces of Thin Mints cookies. Cool Mint and world-famous DQ Soft Serve. You smile the biggest smile you've ever smiled. It's a double smile because your two favorites, DQ and Girl Scout Thin Mints, are together in one delicious treat. And the only reason you stop smiling is so you can start eating. The Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard. Exclusively at DQ. Get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Bro. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, that's about very compelling. It's 23 after the hour now, trending time on the DJV program every hour at this moment. In the hour, Jay Kirshner steps to the head of the table and takes over. She's got the reins. And one of the things that we are focused on here is our Father's Day contest, the giveaway from Works, WORX, all of the things that they have in their catalog, including this 40-volt nitro circular saw that we're giving away, and the 1600 per square inch electric pressure washer, which is cool for all kinds of applications, from cleaning your clapboards around the house, cleaning your car. That's a good prize package. And so Jay and I are just talking about some of the entries, and I think it's particularly fascinating to understand the great ones. I'm a great father, so you should give the prize to me. That's a very compelling argument.
Can't you disagree?
Yeah, right. That's a good way to get your application put to the bottom of the pile, like, as much as anything else. Anyway, so what are we looking at here? How are we doing with? We got another couple of days, right, before people run out of steam for this week.
This ends. This week's will end tomorrow at 11:59 a.m. And then the next week's, the second prize will be Monday 12 noon until Friday 11:59 a.m. And then same with week three. So this is the same prize pack. It's the same prize for all 3 weeks. There'll be three winners. One.
But we're not going to have the same contest every week. Next week you have to be more creative. We come up with something else for you to. We can't have the same question every week,
he's
right?
Question. We'll have to check with legal because rules have already been set and posted.
What, the same question every week?
No, it was the same. It was the same contest. Maybe we should discuss this contest further off air.
Nah, why bother?
Work through this behind the scenes.
Nah, let's not get too concerned about that. All right.
Well, anyway, you can see all the rules on DJVshow.com.
Yes, you can.
You can get in on the Facebook and Instagram at DJVshow. Rules are subject to change.
That's
exactly.
Right. Exactly. Like attitudes are. Okay, let's keep moving along here. Next item of interest and import. The business, very interesting to see how people react to some things, and I think we encourage that here when you have something that you feel like you want to express. So we'll ask a question sometimes, but give us thoughts on some of these issues at Twitter and Instagram. Who's JoJo Siwa?
She is one of the 100 most influential people in the world.
Huh?
Shocking.
Oh. What?
She's a YouTuber, a Nickelodeon person. She came from the show Dance Moms. She's a singer. She's in the news right now because she is in a movie. It's her first role in a film produced by Will Smith. It's called Bounce. And in the film, there's a scene where she's kissing a man. Well, she came out earlier this year, and she says that she's working very hard to get that scene removed because she doesn't want to be kissing anybody she's not in love with, especially the fact
but
that
don't
it's a
be
man.
An actor.
Don't
JoJo.
Be an actor, exactly. Oh, like, come on.
She bugs me.
It's not like it's in the script ridiculous. And she's trying to get it removed and hasn't filmed it yet.
She is she 18
it.
Years old and still
she's
wet 18. Behind the ears? Yeah, grow up, kid. I have no tolerance for that sort of thing. They think they're so important. The fame lady is a young
unfortunately,
lady.
She probably is, and she is influential enough that she probably can get this scene removed, yeah. But, yeah.
But, yeah,
nuts.
But the whole thing of
what's
I don't
her
want
life
to be
like
anybody
if
I'm not in love with, yeah. Well, then you should have done it to begin with, and also, again,
look,
like
she's
said,
in her first
don't
relationship. I get it. Like, she's, you know, she's young, but, yeah, but
wait,
don't be an actress.
The bar scene in her 20s, she'll be fine with it.
Right.
All right, there's a story about this James Dean car. Where did this come from? It's a Porsche, right?
Yeah, his 550 Spider that
the one that got
killed in. Yeah. Yeah, the transaxle sold for almost $400,000. The man who bought it, Zach Bagans, he's known for Ghost Adventures, produced Destination Fear. He has a paranormal museum, so you know this is going to be part of it.
Right, exactly. Well, it is. What happened to him was kind of spooky, if you look into it, frankly, back in that day, for
well,
sure.
Well, other parts of the car that were sold off and repurposed, they caused accidents, too. So it's like everything was cursed. Yep.
All right, debris falling yet again, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a lot of my listeners get married and they postpone child rearing for careers, but then all of a sudden they decide that they want their human baby, number one. But before the stork arrives, listen to me carefully. Socialize your dog or cat to kids, especially if you've been previously childless. Make sure your pet's familiar with typical baby sounds, smells, and items. You can actually download the sounds from the internet and play them at a gradual increasing volume for your pet. Bring home a doll to simulate what a baby's going to be like. Work your pet in correcting any behavior problems before the baby arrives, like jumping or chewing or any problem like that. And a couple of weeks before the baby's arrival, make sure you take your pet to the veterinarian for a complete physical checkup, including vaccinations and nail clipping. And make arrangements for your pet's care during the hectic time when you, as the mother, is in the hospital. Your pet's daily routine should be kept as normal as possible, and particular attention walking and feeding. Your baby and your dog or your cat should be best friends if you follow the tips I just gave you. I'm Warren Eckstein.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Back in March, former CDC Director Robert Redfield said he believed the COVID-19 pandemic originated in a Wuhan, China lab. Dr. Fauci at the time said, Mr. Redfield's opinion does not make biological sense, end quote. Now we're learning State Department leaders were told not to pursue an investigation into the origins of COVID-19, as U.S. tax dollars were being used at the Wuhan Institute where the virus may have escaped. Thursday, Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, says he does not yet support Democrats trying to go it alone to pass an infrastructure package. Manchin made it clear that he wants talks between the White House and Republicans to continue. A SpaceX rocket blasted off Thursday en route for the International Space Station with a supply of squid, toothpaste, and avocados. In fact, 7,300 pounds of supplies should arrive Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
President Biden and the First Lady will make a European tour next week. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
President Biden will meet with Queen Elizabeth, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, and Turkish President Recep Erdogan on his trip to Europe next week. Biden will travel to Britain, Belgium, and Switzerland next week, primarily for the Group of Seven summit in Cornwall. He will be meeting with Johnson at the summit on June 10th and then the Queen at Windsor Castle on June 13th. Later, he'll move to Belgium and Switzerland. First Lady Jill Biden will accompany him on the trip. In Brussels, Biden will participate in the NATO summit on June 14th. This week, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg urged the alliance to engage in more effective pooling of resources. Biden will meet with Erdogan at the NATO summit. The president's move to break with tradition earlier this year to officially recognize the Armenian genocide more than 100 years ago by the Ottoman Empire is expected to come up in the talks. While he's in Brussels, the White House said he'll also meet King Philip of Belgium and Prime Minister Alexander De Croo. On June 16th in Geneva, Switzerland, Biden will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. He's also expected to meet with Swiss President Guy Parmelin and Foreign Minister Ignacio Cassis. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pride.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thirty-four at the hour now on today's DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, making complicated things seem simple with our simple-minded... That didn't sound right. Let's see. How do I... Simple-minded approach.
Simple-minded?
Simple-minded.
You really know how to plug this show.
Insight. How about this one? We are take two. You ready for this one? Try this one on, Victoria. Insight. Understanding and a sense of adventure. Rest assured, you're going to hear it all on the DJV show. You like that better?
That is definitely better, yes.
Better. Okay, good.
Right. I feel like I'm kind of hang gliding at this point, though, but sure.
Off of a mountain
adventure?
Or off of a...
Yeah.
It's adventure, yeah. This is all adventure right. Every day. Don't you think this is a trip? We take a trip every day together.
Oh, it's a trip.
Kind of an adventure. Get there. All right. Speaking of trip, there's a new book that reveals why Frank Sinatra believed that Marilyn Monroe was murdered. Not the first time this has been floated,
right.
But it's an interesting take on it. What is the story behind the story here, Victoria?
I never read
simplify
books like this.
This one, simplify this for us, please.
This book sounds pretty juicy. So apparently in the later years of his life, Frank Sinatra was known to reminisce about, you know, the great loves of his life and losses and friends that he missed, including Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe, although you would think that they had actually had an affair, but they never did. They were really just good friends.
Yeah.
And the reason for that, number one, which I thought was kind of interesting, apparently Frank Sinatra had said that he thought that she was too fragile for him to just basically sleep with her and then walk away. So he adored her. He thought she was beautiful and funny, and he really was very fond of her. But they never went beyond friendship. So in this new memoir, this is written by by Sinatra's former manager and confidant, Tony Appetizano, I think is how you say his last name. The memoir is called Sinatra and Me in the Wee Small Hours. And so in this book, it explores why Frank believed that Marilyn was murdered. He never got over it, over her death. And so apparently what happened was she had confided to Frank Sinatra about her intimate secrets, you know, including her affairs with JFK
and
Robert
right?
F. Kennedy. Yeah.
Didn't they think the Kennedys after?
Yes.
Well, so according to this book, according
to
Frank Sinatra's theory, so according to his theory in the book, Marilyn told Frank that she didn't understand why both the Kennedy brothers had completely shut her out once they stopped having sex. So I guess she thought that there was more friendship there or something more to it. So the weekend before her death, she was actually in Lake Tahoe, and she was there to hang out and spend time with her ex-husband, Joe DiMaggio. He was staying nearby.
Loved her. Loved, my God, did he love
her.
So
apparently they were getting back together, according to this book, and that's why she was there, sort of in secret. Of course, back then it was a lot easier to keep these things secret. So she was there to rekindle her love with Joe DiMaggio. However, she also announced a press conference. And so this press conference was rumored to be that she was going to share details of her relationship with JFK and RFK. But according to this book, the press conference was for her to announce that she and Joe DiMaggio were back together. And so apparently Frank Sinatra said that if she had never, that she would never talk about, you know, the details of Jack and Robert Kennedy. She loved them too much. She would never go public. But Frank also believed that if she didn't announce that press conference, she wouldn't have been murdered. And so, and to answer your point, to your point, Jen, yes, they believe that Robert F. Kennedy was, and the mob, that they were both involved, that she had been murdered with a Nembutal suppository, which basically is, that's how they killed her, with the drugs. So it wasn't a drug overdose.
It's like what they give you in the penitentiary to off you. That was the old cocktail.
I think the reason we believe, and maybe a lot of people believe, that the swamp exists is because, and use whatever word you want, deep state, swamp, whatever, it really started with the Kennedys. The assassination of JFK is when people realized the government was lying to them. The power of the Kennedy family. I mean, forget family. They were a dynasty. Do you know how many secrets and things that they controlled in this country? This is what feeds, you know, and some of it's true, some of it's conspiracy, but this is what feeds that. Our stories like this one, when you think somebody's going to besmirch your name, then all of a sudden they're dead the next
day. That was the thinking of the old man. Joe Kennedy Sr. was he was a corrupt, rotten, just a horrible human being. Imagine giving your daughter a lobotomy because she was interested in sex. Okay? Start from there and go in any direction you want to.
Right.
He was a Nazi sympathizer. I mean, this guy is a bad guy. But he took care of his family because everybody with the Kennedy name, anybody who's got any association, cousins, aunts, uncles, great, it doesn't make a difference. If you're in that family, you get a piece of their 7 cent a bottle. You heard me say right. Every single bit of imported liquor that comes into this country, there's a 7 cent charge that goes to the Kennedy family. That's where their wealth comes from. He was a forever. He was a bootlegger started. And when it became legal, he managed to convince his friends in Washington that there should be a law. And actually, there is a law in the book someplace in trade law or whatever. And they have an agreement that the Kennedys are like some car dealers. You know, there's a relationship that all the big brands have with one distributor in each part of the country. And they get to get a piece of every car, like a Subaru. When it comes into New England, the folks that own Bach Motors, they get $27 or something on every car that's sold. That kind of stuff. That's what happens. Make a deal, and that, you know, it's a great way to build up a fortune. Speaking of that, the new Fortune 500 list has been revealed. Some interesting names and positions. The 41 companies that are on the list of them, let's see here, led by women. 41 companies are led by women CEOs. That's an all-time high. Two black women are running Fortune 500 businesses. That would be Roz Brewer of Walgreens. Let's see here. Facunda Brown Duckett runs TIAA. That's the TIAA Craft, isn't it? Isn't that the investment house? I think that's the investment house.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see here. Karen Lynch runs CVS Health. That's the number four biggest company, according to Fortune magazine. It's really a pretty interesting list here of who's running what. But I find it, you know, you look around and all of the talk about wealth and how it's concentrated and who's in charge, that's a big ruse. It's a lot of baloney, frankly. There's a lot of stuff that's spread around here. And I think the Forbes article sort of points it out a little bit better than some of the other, quote-unquote, news media. There is one news report today, however, that is, I suppose, troubling. It troubles me, but it's because of where it comes from. Arizona wanting to resume, have you heard this, executions? And they're going to use the gas that was developed by Bear's predecessor to off the Jews during the Nazi era. That's how they're going to get rid of. That's what they want to do in Arizona.
Well, they brought back firing squads, I think, in North Carolina.
Yeah. Right.
That was recent, yeah. So yeah. Sure.
Right.
Let's just go back to hangings in the square, right? Why not?
Well, but now...
Heads on spikes.
You can't...
All bets are off. Medieval times.
Yeah. The Nazi noose thing. I'm not Nazi, but the black noose thing in the Amazon warehouse that's being built in Connecticut... That thing plays out every single day in different reports. Some of them get national attention, some of them don't.
I still don't understand how surveillance cameras... I mean, Amazon makes their own surveillance camera brand.
That's why I think it sounds weird.
I don't think they want to talk about who's doing it.
Yeah, that's just it. I mean, come on.
Yeah, right, exactly.
It shouldn't be that hard at your facility. It's in the same spot all the time.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Like, that's... So what are you saying, that they're covering it up?
Of course they are.
Well, what are they covering up?
They're covering up who's doing it. The people who are in charge, I don't know this for a fact, although it's in a lot of the newspapers locally here. The speculation is that there are some of the Amazon folks, the management people, who are involved in it. They can't, there's got to be, as you said, there's going to be something on a camera someplace, and sooner or later it's going to get leaked. Like it or not, it's going to get leaked. 43 after the hour, that'll be a trending thing for the next 24 hours or so. Speaking of trending, what's trending in the download, the DJV download that's up currently? J-Lo and Ben seem to still be capturing our imagination. Also, the Florida governor, story about him signing a bill that bans transgender girls, women from all the girls and women's sports, something that none of us seem to be able to understand well, anyway. Let's see here.
Not all of us.
Well, I know. Michelle Pfeiffer. Thank you, Jennifer. Three of the four of us? How's that? Is that a good? Is that okay? Yeah. Michelle Pfeiffer is going to be in the Ant-Man sequel. I don't even understand that. But
she
also.
She's already been in the Marvel Universe in a couple different things.
Yeah, I know.
For the next one.
But I don't get how she trains because she's a skinny beanpole. What is she training for? What's she going to do? How is it? What is training? What
does
that mean?
Well, she has to look believable.
She's getting fierce.
Unless they pack up her body with stuff like they give to Captain America, she don't look like she could get blown away in a good wind. Anyway, you can listen to this podcast and hear all of this stuff and much more at djvshow.com or wherever you get your friendly podcasts.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic, our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. And now, during the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, all Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale, with savings up to $500 on adjustable sets. Get your best sleep, all night, every night. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
This is our shot at all those postponed weddings, birthdays, and holidays. Our shot at getting back to work. The COVID-19 vaccines are ready, and so is Walgreens, with pharmacy experts ready to help you get it safely for free. Because this is our shot at getting back together. Schedule yours today at walgreens.com/ourshot.
No cost to you with most insurance or government assistance. Vaccines subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
All right, Rumor Central here. You want to start another rumor?
Sure.
Let's have another rumor.
I mean, I like the ideas of the rumors that you have out there, but I don't know.
All right. Christina Hack, H-A-A-C-K. And we're going to turn it over to Victoria now, who seems to be the only one in captivity on this program who knows how important she is.
Well, first of all... The behind the scenes, you said, who knows who Christina Hack is? And all of us were like, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I had to Google her, and then I realized it's Christina Anstead. But Hack is her maiden name, so she's going back to that, and she's starting another new show. She's got Christina on the Coast, right? And then she had one with her ex-husband, Aunt Anstead, or something like that was his name. And then they got divorced and still did the show together, but I guess now they're really separating.
Okay.
But she literally, I mean, just to give you a perspective, like how popular they were together, when they got divorced, she bought a yacht. Like, and so like, not like a little dinghy, like a yacht. So, really? And she got a lot of criticism because she bought it in the middle of the pandemic.
Playing the music she could be playing on the boat is yacht rock. Did you notice how much of that, first time this weekend, you can laugh. The first time this weekend, I'm driving around. And I have the radio on in my truck, and I'm listening to all these stations that are doing a Yacht Rock weekend. Mm-hmm. And I know there's a Yacht Rock station on Sirius XM, and people talk about it.
Oh, there is?
I've never.
That's the one I knew of. That's what Kara used to like to listen to her.
Right.
I know.
Yeah.
Our former producer, we used to tease her because she was 25 and the oldest 25-year-old, ever. And so she listened to all this stuff, and she was telling me what she would listen to. And I'm like, you just love yacht rock. And she didn't even know what that term was.
Yeah.
But that's, it's like the Doobies, and it's like a lot of 70s album rock. Basically.
Right, exactly. Village People, that kind of stuff.
No, the Village People are not yacht rock.
Oh, come on. The Village People are great.
They're great, but that's not yacht rock.
All right. So this is great.
Once again, I'm glad you're the authority on what you're bringing up.
Well, yacht rock, I listened to it. I thought it was pretty good. Actually, I never even listened to it.
It's all the stuff that you like, yeah.
Yeah, well, but isn't there the bridge or whatever they have at Sirius XM? Isn't that the same?
It's kind of wimpy music.
Sort of thing. Oh, thank you.
It's very wussy. It is, yeah.
Oh, give me a break. Wussy.
Music to cry to.
Thanks. It's 10 before the hour. Where?
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, noted cardiologist from his clinic, Lake Cardiology, down in Madura, Florida. Let's talk about things other than that. Let's get some questions in here that have come from people about your specialty, heart problems. So question number one has to do with the problem in young adults. Does it increase cognitive decline later in life? In other words, does your brain not work as well if you have heart problems when you're younger?
Well, this is interesting, and you can't start preventing all this too soon. And there's a number of studies this week that address and affect the answer to what you're asking. But basically, adults in their 20s and 30s with high blood pressure, obesity, and elevated blood sugar, Doug, experience actually a threefold higher rate of cognitive decline. That's the ability to think and remember later in life compared to those who have good health with these issues. And this was published this week in the journal Neurology. The other important thing is the American group that recommends preventive testing, and these recommendations are transformed into health insurance approvals. So this is a very important committee. When they approve something, the health insurers are then required to pay for it. They lowered this week the recommendation of when we should start screening for diabetes. So what has been the current approved policy are people in their 40s who are overweight, BMI greater than 25, or obese, people with a BMI above 30, should get screened at age 40. The recommendation this week is to now go to age 35. So if you're overweight and it's or obese, that's two-thirds of American BMI greater than 25 for obese, for overweight greater than 30 for obesity. These two groups, you should start screening at age 35, not 40, for diabetes. And if you have either diabetes or pre-diabetes, it's time to lose weight, get on the diet that you need. When the doctor says it's okay, get into an exercise program. And even pre-diabetes, this in-between period, this gray area where your fasting blood sugar is over 100, but less than 125, this is a warning to get on the right diet, get into an exercise program when the doctor says it's okay, to get yourself out of this pre-diabetic area so that you don't evolve into full diabetes. No one wants the complications if you can prevent them of diabetes. It will change the rest of your life.
All right, next up is it likely that if you are leading a heart healthy life, that you won't have heart disease. Cancer is part of the study, I think. This seems like common sense.
The great news, and this is from the American Cancer Society this week, looking at a huge amount of patients, huge amount of population, long period of time. The things that I harp about for preventing heart disease and stroke, the good news is it also prevents cancers. So eating a heart-healthy diet, getting down to ideal body weight, watching your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your cholesterol, getting enough sleep, getting exercise once the doctor says it's okay, limiting alcohol, limiting mental stress, all of these things will definitely keep you on planet Earth longer because we're reducing the risk of the number one killer heart attack, the number one disabler stroke. But also the added news bonus this week is it'll also help prevent cancer. So you get a lot for living a heart-healthy lifestyle. And also, all these things seem to lower your risk of getting COVID-19. Also, I'll add that as an aside from we know from other studies.
All right. Severe COVID-19. As a cardiologist, are you frustrated by the study that suggests that the number of people getting heart surgery, heart care, down by half because of the pandemic?
Well, it's very frustrating. And we're going to see, you know, starting this fall, the beginning of the roaring 20s in many ways, where people, you know, are going to travel, make up for lost time. But the whole healthcare group of us are going to be catching up because, unfortunately, and I urge people to rethink this, people are putting off their heart circulation prevention, their cancer prevention, because they're concerned about getting COVID-19. But you got to start getting immunized and getting your prevention caught up, because these things don't wait and they'll come back to bite us. And just rethink this and get yourself caught up.
All right, that's the story from Dr. Ken. Get the latest on many different things that he's focused on by going to the podcast at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcast. Dr. Ken and Doug Steffen here on DJV Health.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.